Before Bonnie and Clyde. Before Dillinger. Before armored trucks and laser sensors, there were railcars filled with gold, bonds, and government cash, rattling through small towns on moonless nights. And in the shadows, there were men watching. This is Empire of Evil. Today, we're going back to 1881, to a night when an express train was stopped dead in its tracks outside Rochester, New York, and one of the most mysterious heists in state history unfolded. They called it the Lake Shore Express Job. But we call it what it was, a ghost heist. A perfect crime. A vanishing act. June 14, 1881. The Lake Shore Express, a trusted rail line running between Buffalo and Albany, was moving eastbound at full speed through Monroe County, carrying passengers, and a locked express car filled with $41,000 in cash, gold, and negotiable bonds. In today's money? That's over $1.2 million. What made this train different? It was carrying railroad payroll and transfer funds for several upstate banks. It wasn't marked. It wasn't escorted. And no one outside of a few station agents even knew what was on board. But someone did. A group of three men were seen at a local boarding house in Rochester the day before. They paid in cash. Spoke in clipped tones. One used an alias linked to a known safecracker from Pennsylvania. Rumors say the ringleader was Silas Dunmore, a former rail engineer who had been fired for drinking, and blackballed from the industry. He knew the route. The timetables. The location of every signal tower between Buffalo and Albany. He also had one grudge and a deep knowledge of where the money rode. Another suspect, never identified by name, was believed to be a Pinkerton double agent, feeding schedules and manifests to outlaws in exchange for a cut. There's no record of him. But there are letters, anonymous ones, written years later to a small-time newspaper in Buffalo, claiming he was the man with the keys, who opened the vault and disappeared with the silence of a prayer. Somewhere between Spencerport and Greece, New York, just after 2 a.m., the train came to a forced stop. A red lantern was waved ahead, a signal of danger on the tracks. The engineer slowed, then halted. Within moments, masked men climbed aboard, overpowered the brakeman, and unhitched the express car from the passenger section. They rolled the car half a mile down the line, opened it with professional tools, and made off with bags of money, boxes of bonds, and two ledgers that were never recovered. There were no gunshots. No deaths. Just a train that rolled into Rochester missing its most valuable cargo, and no sign of the men who had taken it. Immediately, lawmen fanned out across Monroe and Ontario counties. Bloodhounds were brought in. The express man who was tied up during the robbery gave a description, men who spoke like city folk, but moved like they'd lived in the woods. A burned carriage was found 2 days later outside of Canandaigua, its wheels stripped and its iron fittings melted down. Nearby? A single boot print and a scorched piece of burlap with the words Empire Express faintly legible. Theories began to swirl. Money bag, theory 1, the Robin Hood disappearance. One version says the men split the money and fled to Canada, where they lived under new names. Supposedly, one opened a bar in Toronto under the name Samuel Locke, a name later tied to a criminal alias in the 1870s. No arrests were ever made. Briefcase, theory 2, inside job gone quiet. Another theory says the money was never meant to be found, because it was part of a fraudulent transfer, and the robbery was staged to cover the tracks of certain railroad executives involved in insider trading and embezzlement. The bonds? Redeemed in Cleveland, under false names, by a law firm that conveniently burned down 6 months later. No proof, but a pattern. Ghost, theory 3, the vanishing safe. The strangest story? That the money was never removed from the train at all, that it was placed inside a false wall in the express car, and hidden until a co-conspirator could retrieve it later, when the car was put back in use. There's no evidence. But that particular express car was mysteriously retired and sold for scrap 2 weeks after the robbery. Today, the site where the train was stopped is just overgrown brush and rusted track. No marker. No plaque. No sign that over $1 million once vanished there in the dark. The Lake Shore Express robbery remains one of New York State's oldest unsolved heists. No bodies. No arrests. No reward ever collected. Just smoke. And speculation. And the echo of wheels on steel. This has been Empire of Evil. If you enjoyed this story, follow us for more tales of crime, corruption, and forgotten justice across New York State.